Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, day four of the daily podcast. How are we doing, lads? All right?
Wow, so what good. A show yesterday, wasn't it, Simon?
Cal Naismith is brilliant, and he's
amazing.
A genius.
What
he's
a guy.
Genius,
what
guy.
A legend, yeah, guys.
He's Charlie McGrew, like, I think.
He's dry, he's the Rangers version of Charlie.
He actually has, mate. See, when you talk to him, it actually has, like, Charlie's younger brother, isn't it?
He's
weird that he says that Charlie's been poor when he played in Essendon in South, isn't it? He says Charlie's
been really bad.
Surprised at how poor he was when he played in Essendon.
Honking, he said he was.
Honking, that was the word,
didn't
it? Was he no greeting, but?
Didn't he? Charlie was greeting at her.
No, Charlie.
Cal started greeting after the show.
If the live stream's greeting at
her. Yeah, he got a bit too much.
Do you know what's mad to all these guys, right, play, obviously, SPL, he plays, so how nervous they get before these, man. It's unbelievable, innit? Just shows you, it's not easy, mate.
Nah. Tony Waterman, he was shaking, wasn't he?
Shaking like a shitting dog, wasn't he?
Why? His lip was quivering.
Did he not cry in the dressing as well?
And we had to cuddle him, didn't we?
By the way, talking to shaking, it's fucking freezing. He's in a fucking ball pit. Got a polar bear.
But I like this, but yeah, I like this weather though for Scotland game. How do you know what I mean? Because the Czech Republic, they're roasting it near there, are they?
Explain.
Let me see we George's lens. Let me tell you that I love you, and I'm thinking about you all the time. Now I know where I'm going to be, and now I'm going home.
You're going to fall this one, aren't you, my man?
I'm staying happy there, I'm going to come in.
You buzzing for it, Kev?
Aye, it's
ex-Scotland international, as we keep saying.
20 years away, Kevin.
No, it's not 20 years away. I know he's got a lot of weight, but it's not 20 years.
No, sorry. Fucking, kids, some kids have never seen this. Like, yous were seven. They get that right last day. Like, seven, you know, much memories of that. So there's a whole generation that's going to experience something that's going to be amazing. And hopefully we've got after a good start on the... Hopefully this place will be rocking today.
Even my kids are day out with the Scotland gear on school, with the face paint on the cheek and all that.
Well, have they?
Like you say, never been seen before,
we
mate, and
about
that, buzzing.
We spoke about that in the qualified day. You don't see kids with Scotland taps on anymore, do you?
No, it's changed now. I've seen them all there going to school now. With Scotland kits on, so I mean...
Who do you think they've got in the back?
Beam again, wasn't it?
Think Slade. So.
But Susan's went to school, she's obviously a dinner lady, she went to school with the tartan pants on the day, didn't she?
Tartan pants, tartan miniskirt.
And George has got his tartan teeth on the day, isn't he?
She'll be serving the lunch, she'll be happy, we'll hang on.
But even this group of players, I like the hope you can relate to all the players. Aye. They all seem like good guys, it seems like a good spirit.
I think the majority of the players are playing in Scotland or have played in Scotland.
Yeah.
I think you're probably only looking at McTominay, Shea Adams,
Hanley.
Like Cooper and Hanley.
So they half the squad then?
No, that's only four out of 26. I've been all right. So I think that they four, like...
I get what you're saying.
Aye, they've got an experience of what it's going to really, really feel like for us. Because I think you look at teams like Wales and Ireland in the past, they've went to these big qualifiers and they've had like makeshift Wales players, makeshift Irish players. They don't really get it. Whereas I think our group definitely get it. And I think that that'll be a factor in how we perform.
I think most of our squad are playing at the top level as well, yeah. So they can't be overawed by a major competition. Do you know what I mean? Playing at the highest level. So, listen, see, as far as I'm concerned, Scotland have got a very, very good chance of going through if they go and beat Czech Republic. Yeah. So that's got to be the mindset, isn't it? If you win this, you've got one foot in the door. Because see, to be honest, I know we'll get to it in a bit. Croatia were honky-tonk last night, weren't they?
Is it a must-win, Andy, do you think, for Scotland today?
I think it is.
I think so, mate. I've got to be honest with you, I do.
I think it's
what are you going at minimum to go through? Minimum
well, three points. Portugal drew three times and ended up winning it. I think
you beat half a check, so you're under pressure.
I think if you get beat today, this whole thing would be.
Let's just rip it down.
We'll be having a bench bonfire tonight.
Again, we said it on the Scotland show that we've done what I like about his team. I think four or five of them got released as 16-year-old kids.
Aye.
So any young kids watching.
Never too late.
See that the day when they're singing the national anthem and they're sitting there and that the memories come flowing back. That's what it matters, so that'll come back to them. And Czech Republic players never get released, didn't
they? No. To be fair, I did see the four at that age and they were quite rightly released because they were honking back.
Yeah. Even like you're saying, the four players that are released, what about like Kevin Nisbet having to go to Dunfermline?
Doing a League One and all that, Kevin.
Doing a League One to try and get his career going. That's like, you've got to just...
Dykes at Queen of the South as well, in the Championship.
Can you imagine the team talking the other day before the game?
What did Steve Clark will be saying? Just be showing the blind to Agus, isn't it? He'll be dead like that. He'll just be. What is that hanging there?
It's depending on his seed.
Right, what team do you want to see? Gauge your teams. Who do you want to go first?
I would go for Tierney.
Looping a goalie? Lynn
goals. Lynn picks herself, didn't
you? I go for Tierney. Who's for centre half? Is it Hanley and Henry?
I think you go Hanley.
So you want?
So you want to play me? That's your team.
So Hanley, Henry, Robertson left. I would love to see Gilmore, McGinn, and McTominay in the middle. Forrest on the right.
Yes.
And then I would like Dykes and Shea Adams. Dykes up top, Shea Adams sitting in. That's not going to happen. But
they won her.
But see, I get what you're saying as well. Like,
Why is Forrest playing right wing back?
See, if you do need to win this game, why not go an attacking right wing back?
So Nathan Patterson, something that's natural in that position, that'll probably help. I'd go Craig Gordon, Nathan Patterson.
Craig Gordon, would
you? Aye, all day. I think he's a better goal at the two, to be honest. Nathan Patterson, Jack Henry, Grant Hanley, Tierney, Robertson,
David Weir,
McGinn, Gilmore, McTominay, and I'd go Armstrong or Fitchie Adams.
I like that. Okay. I'm raging you've made, put that team, because Armstrong, I think, can do both striker and midfielder. It offers you more than
probably. He's got the legs. Shea Adams is naturally going to play off his shoulder. Armstrong can be the link. Third man runs into the box, know what I mean, my man?
I like it, Andy. Oh, I really love your thinking. I'm going to go with, in goals, David Marshall, the guy that got us there. Don't understand that. He's not right. Anyway, we'll go three centre halves. We're going to go with Big Heed. What's his name again?
Hanley.
Hanley. We'll go with Cooper and Tierney.
Cooper. How come Cooper? What'd you like to be?
I heard one of you seen it all day. Playing your leads, didn't he? Fuck, he's got to play.
Yeah. All right.
In the big games.
So you play Grant Hanley right at back three. You want him to take the ball out and start attacks?
Not at all, he's in the middle. Cooper's he's left foot. Kid John's gone there. Not a problem, sir. And then we'll go, Simon, we'll go away. As Kevin Kyle rightly said, and as the whole nation are saying, Shane Forrest, right wing back.
He started laughing.
Gilmore, McTominay, McGinn, Robertson, left wing back, and we're going to go with Shea Adams and Dykes to start.
Wow.
Two up front today. As you said, I think Czech Republic aren't the great. They'll know. Scotland's got a better team. And I think previously when we've played that mob, I think that we are better, but we maybe sit in our shoe. This is the we said the other day, maybe when it comes to bigger teams, maybe I sit in and maybe get Armstrong and make runs, but today I think we've got to be in the front foot and really go for it.
Yeah, I'd go McTominay right centre back, Marshall in goal, McTominay right centre back, Hanley in the middle, Tierney left centre back, Robertson left wing back, Patterson right wing back. Gilmore, McGinn, McGregor, Adams, Dykes.
I would take me.
What was your midfield?
Gilmore, McGregor, McGinn.
Assume McTominay at the back.
Are we going to dominate the ball? Why not have an extra ball?
I wouldn't argue with that. If McTominay played at the back and McGregor in midfield, but none of us have said it, but Stephen O'Donnell will 1,000% play. 1,000%.
Yeah,
I can quite right, well, not quite right, but no, you can see the thinking because he's done well for Scotland.
He's done well, and Steve Clarke's always seemed to be the manager that if he's got a trust in a player,
aye,
that he's going to play him. And Nathan Patterson, as much as I do think he should play off the back of the limited appearances he's made, Stephen O'Donnell's got that Scotland experience and he's got the jersey to lose. So Steve Clarke will play it until he feels as if he's.
But I definitely think that he's got to attack Czech Republic because. Mind we obviously had that game against Serbia and we're worried about how good Serbia were going to be. We went at Serbia and absolutely destroyed them. I think we've got to do that again. Take the game to the Czech and make them on the back foot. And if we get a goal early, then I think that's all. I think 3 points a day is massive. If you get 3 points a day, you're looking at a minimum a point from the other two, which will not be easy.
Yeah.
But it's easier to try and get a point than to try and chase against England and Croatia to get three.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
The good thing is, as well, with if it is tight, you've got lots of players on the bench that can come on and make a difference.
Feel like when it's tight?
I love it. I certainly do. That's my favourite. No. And then obviously with Fraser, if Forrest doesn't start, guys like that, Armstrong, Christie, Turnbull. Wow. What a team you can even bring on, Simon.
Yeah, it's a good squad, isn't it? Limited capacity, but we'll still get an advantage with Hampden. I think we will, won't we?
Big time, aye.
Massive.
What you're going to get is the
Czech hate the cold in Austria, and he gives an exclusive.
It's all hot.
12,500, I think it is, that's in. They're going to be diehard Tartan Army because it'll be based on your probably experiences of how many games you've been over here. So the 12,500 there, it's going to be noisy.
Is your mug on?
Is she get a ticket?
Is she?
Here,
is she coming here, is she?
Yeah.
Is she doing the handstands again in the dressing room?
Handstands, aye. Do you remember the gigs back in the day where like, Oasis and all that and they pointed out the crowd and the woman had the... Do you remember that?
The babies
are in. She'll be blowing on Georgie's bagpipes at the end, she?
Oh, brilliant. Holland v UKraine Classic last night. 3-2 Holland.
Great, great game.
Game of the turn, Nick.
It was.
Unbelievable.
Have Holland got a chance? No.
Can't defend at all. Frank de Boer ain't got a clue.
How's he got that job, mate? He's hopeless at Palace, wasn't he?
The two de Boer have we got a clue, haven't
we? Who's the best Dutch, you think? It's came at Holland.
Two Dutch twins.
The one I met that night.
Right, here's a prediction for Scotland versus Czech Republic, boys.
A cagey 1-0. Scotland.
Aye, I'm
scorer.
Waiting.
I'm going to go for Shea Adams.
Okay.
I'm well. 1-0. I'll go Shea Adams as well. But if Armstrong plays, I'm going Armstrong. He's got a goal in him, isn't he?
Yeah, he does. That late run into the box. Lovely finish.
I'm going to go 2-0 Scotland. Tierney McGinn.
Okay.
Because he's been doing a lot of the runs, Tierney. And they don't know. I don't know. In a back three, when your third centre half bombs on, who picks him up? The Czechs hate that. So I think.
Do they hate that? Hate that.
Hate the cold and hate that.
I'm going to go 2-0 Scotland, Che Adams and Grant Hanley.
I was going to say Grant Hanley for a corner. I think his big meatloaf or a head will get on the end or something.
If anyone's betting today, get Grant Hanley's my money outside bet for a goal.
Is it, mate? Are you looking at
that? If he heads that ball, mate,
it's only got one point. Tell
him. Bet responsibly. Always, mate.
5-1 Scotland.
See, just on Scotland, do you think Steve Clarke will go and press higher? Will Scotland sit in like he does more often
Cheeks
than not?
Troughs.
I think we're
sitting. No, but I mean for this game.
For this game. No, I said I think they'll go off front foot today.
Yeah.
Because it's Evie Holland as well, mate. I know it's only a friendly game, but at times they were pushing on, and I think what he's learned from is watching Chelsea play, genuinely.
Yeah.
I think he's watched him and think, you can be so well organised defensively, but you can still be in the front foot.
Yeah.
And it's this new modern day coach, and I think Steve Clarke.
The first goal comes for Jack Henry winning the ball
winning
there
the
after
ball,
the pitch.
I sent a half score, so yeah. Listen, I think he'll learn from that. Listen, when the bigger games come, that's when he maybe will drop in a bit, but I think today Scotland will be on the front foot, Simon.
You go with that?
Aye, I think we dictate the tempo, and I think it's all down to the first 10 minutes. I think there will be occasions about it, but...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We know what you talk about now, but how England started yesterday. England started well the first 10 minutes and put Croatia on the back foot, and you see eventually they've won the game. Hopefully we'll do the same.
Yes. Andrew, you've got a different... I heard you saying you think
we'll sit in. I think we'll sit in. I think we'll do. But the majority of the time they're doing the big games, and I think the longer the game goes, no, I think Scotland become the favourites. I think Czech Republic start.
Here we go, ball.
Get yourself in. Get yourself in.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom,
boom. Cup of fire, exactly what we need.
Kitchen Glasgow.
What?
I got you. No, it's an oat mug for Paul.
Is it?
What's that one?
Paul, I got you a American.
Hey, Kitchen Glasgow.
Kitchen Glasgow.
You don't make food, no?
There's your food in the box, mate.
Oh, wow.
There you go, lads.
Oh!
See, I knew that he's didn't get me a drink, he's going to get me something special.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, I knew you were taking that. You never even asked anyone else if they wanted
it. Look at him, he's a... What kind of cheesecake thing that is?
That looks amazing.
Probably get him away from me, man. That looks
amazing, that.
He's not pre-season, man.
Get that away from me.
Dikes out the window.
Is that ice cream on the top left one?
I'm going to this.
Oh, that's the best one, you.
Oh, my God.
That's Biscoff in the middle as well, isn't it? I love Biscoff.
And they just have a bit, mate. You're fine. Mate. Right, boys, England. What do you make of the performance? Isn't it a better team against Croatia now? Croatia have no legs.
No.
I said they could keep the ball well, but no legs, eh?
No. Mate, Croatia were terrible. Like, they were actually terrible. And that gives me more confidence. Off the back of watching that game yesterday, that Scotland can get a result against them. 100%. What do you think, Paul?
Scotland will outrun them. They've not got the legs.
That's what I just said.
Did you? I don't
know. Scotland shouldn't fear Croatia. England were good, but I don't think they were unbelievably good. Like, Harry Kane was very quiet.
Harry Kane dropped very deep all the time, didn't he?
Coming short quite a lot. That suits you.
Not going to score goals there, mate, are you? Not going to score goals there, Harry.
Of course you're
not. Know how I make you three dafties change your opinions all the time?
Calvin Phillips
is a player.
His boy Kevin must be delighted with him.
He's a player. Telling you.
What do you like about him, mate? I never thought he had that forward.
That's what I was going to say. Like, mate, he's so comfortable in possession, tight areas, passes forward, out of possession, he dogs about, wins tackles, intercepts. I actually think he's a more forward-thinking Declan Rice. Because he's maybe not as suited to the other side of the game as Declan Rice is, but I was very, very impressed with him yesterday. Leeds have been superb all season, playing the way they play.
Yeah.
And there's a reason everyone says he's their main man. So we're talking about some of our players. It's a Kevin Nisbet and Lyndon Dyche coming for lower leagues. He's starting an England team in a very good squad coming for the Championship last year.
He said, though, the reason Bielsa sits that is because he's fat all the time, isn't
it? Mate, do you know what I actually seen? I see an interview, right, talking about Bielsa's training, and he said in his first week of pre-season, Bielsa had two side-to-side 11v11 pitches, right. Put an 11v11 on, said, right, everyone man for man.
It's like murder ball, they call it.
Mate.
What do you mean? I've seen a video.
He played in two pitches.
Two pitches.
Side by side, 11v11, you had to man mark one player. So that's how Leeds play, isn't it? They man mark out of possession.
You're pulling a hamstring there right away.
Mate, great about that chocolate.
Mate, I don't want to even go back to this absolute shithole way of time, but see when I played in Azerbaijan, the manager was this Ukrainian guy, right? He was a fucking psychopath. And he wanted us to play man for man. I said, this cunt's not got a clue, man. This is horrendous.
So wait, whatever.
Bielsa has changed the world, man.
So wait, wherever you went, your man went on the pitch, you just followed him.
Aye. But mate, say I was playing against a centre mid and he wanted to go into false fullback, you would hate that terminology. And he's wanting me to follow him, like, all the way to left back. Right. I was like, empty this big gap in the middle of the pitch. I'm like, why would I do that? And now Bielsa's got... You've seen it, everyone's loving it.
That is wrangle, isn't
it? Only when the team get to a certain point in the pitch, then they're going to
follow everyone over the pitch. But this is what I was saying to Shai last night, right? See if it works for one coach.
You two talking last night?
Aye. What we're running for?
We've got a WhatsApp group called Coaches. What can go Coaches?
Festival at 1 in the morning. You had the tattoo. I had the tattoo. Fit my pitch tattoo.
He had the Umbro jacket on the bed.
Bobby Madden's pick whistle. But if it works for one coach and it's not your beliefs, it doesn't necessarily mean it works for everyone. But I
still need to be fit to play that old man for man, mate, didn't you?
I just. What, mate, Denny McInnes has done it.
He done it against Celtic a couple of times,
didn't he? Mate, he usually does it in
the
old fun games. Aye, man ahead of his time.
Him and that Ukrainian guy just the two of them doing it.
I
know. When I first joined Rangers, that's what we used to do in training, was 2v2s, 1v1s, constantly. And I fucking hated it, because it was so hard.
It doesn't suit you, that, does it?
No, I fucking playing 2v2s now.
How was that?
A 6v6.
That chocolate is amazing, mate. Get one. Only one corner for England, Paul. You said there'd be nine. You said there'd be over nine in the game.
One corner? What?
And you also said set pieces would be massive.
That's just a fun how much shit you talk.
Mate, nah, but one corner. That is embarrassing.
One corner.
That is a shambles. Mate, England will get put out of the groups over that.
They need Reece James in, didn't they? Cal's.
Aye.
Got to Real Madrid, didn't he?
See, the thing is with Cal, I don't know if he actually believes that he'll play for Real Madrid.
No, he did say to us, he's
brilliant, though, Reece James, isn't he?
But he can't get in the head of Kyle Walker, eh?
But what was he doing yesterday with Trippier?
He's like also brilliant, to be fair.
Left back, I know. If you look Sean Chilwell, you're fuming now.
Chilwell just won Champions League.
Yeah. I don't get that, to be honest.
That doesn't make sense, does it? No. If you're not the best in your position at right back, why find a position for him just to keep him because he's had a good season? You, Simon, you're at your coaching, Andy, you're just starting out in your coaching badges.
What about me? I've been coaching for 6 years.
We're talking about coaches here.
You've been coaching longer now, just as we're going.
I'm not just coming to you, you just interrupted me before. Sorry, I came. So, my point is, would you upset the balance of a team just to fit somebody in?
I think you want to put Trippier because he thinks he's better defensively than Chilwell and Shaw, but England are going to have any of the ball against Croatia. I'd rather put my attacking style on again.
Yeah,
I know. Like Croatia worry about us.
I know.
He's bottled it because he picked that many right backs and got slaughtered for him, so I need to put him.
He's got to play them. Good point.
Can you see his thinking? I think you're going to stick up for him.
No, I don't. Because it's not as if he's got top quality left backs at his disposal. Not. I mean, like, everybody's been saying all season that Luke Shaw's had his best season for Man United. Like you said, Ben Chilwell just won a Champions League with Chelsea, so he's only got poor left backs, has he?
No.
I don't actually know. I don't know. Do you think Trippier is much better defensively than
Luke Shaw? Exactly. I don't think so. I think that's what Southgate
is. Is that the reason? It was a strange one for me. If they continue to do that moving forward.
We'd be delighted on Friday if they
played Trippier. Oh, I guess Nathan like Patterson will rinse him. Not a problem.
How should we approach the England game after seeing them on Friday?
I think. So are you going to say?
No, I've just got to say.
I think it was there.
You're going to say. Are you going to say?
I honestly do think you've got to sit up a day, and I don't. The reason I say that is
leave Rice on it. Just leave them on it.
Leave them on it, and they've not got that wee bit quick to
cutting edge.
Cutting edge and getting in. About that. Listen, they won yesterday, but Scotland have got better legs to cover these spaces. We use all state 5 yards. Use all state, don't you? Don't leave it. Is it 5 yards?
Seven yards.
Don't leave that. Scotland will cover that. So, listen, I think you've got to sit after and hit the counter. That's maybe where you would bring your arms. My voice is gone, mate.
Yeah.
Can't speak.
Have we got the pace, or we're not going with Dykes up top for hitting on the counter?
No, I was just playing with Shea Adams up top.
The thing with England, when you watch the Croatia game yesterday, when England had the ball, it was very much like side to side, side to side, side to side, because Croatia kept, like you say, their yards. They kept the. We can do that quite comfortably as well and frustrate them and maybe take an opportunity at a set piece or a counter attack, whatever, because always. Big stones and that, great season and stuff, and Tyrone Mings. Quite fancy your chances at some point against maybe those two guys.
I'd love to see your big stones.
Oh, mate, I've got big stones.
Listen, you can easily take a point against England if you sit up well.
If you do it right way.
It's got to be a professional performance.
Because the criticism England have had over the years is they're too slow in possession. So if we try and nullify them for a straight, like you said, big Grant Hanley's mad heat.
Yep.
1-0 set piece.
Let's do it. Paul, you were flying with your decisions, but you got 1 out of 5 yesterday. Throw at half time is the only one you got.
Kane.
Heads clouded now, innit? With all the festivities going on.
Festivities, the booze, the buds.
You've had 2 pints, what do you mean the booze?
No, that's like, I thought you had maybe 3 yesterday. That's amazing for you, innit? You back on it?
Right, here's his picks for the Scotland game. I'm going to ask you two first what you would pick, right, and then we'll tell you what he's picked. So, Kev, Andy, will there be a goal in the first half?
No.
No.
Both teams to score?
No.
two or more cards in the match?
Yes. Cert.
McGinn, two or more shots on target?
No.
Czech Republic over 54.5
yes.
possession. He's went completely opposite.
Have you?
He's went goal in the first half, yes. Both teams to score, no. Two or more cards in the match, yes. McGinn, two or more shots, yes. And Czech Republic over
McGinn,
54.
McGinn, two or more shots on target? I think you underestimate shots on target, by the way.
He is a game of shooting.
I know.
There's usually a 90-minute game, the whole team kind of get two shots
McGinn
on target.
McGinn will be lucky if he has two shots.
The whole tournament.
Five
or six, no? Here's how you play. You can get involved in the free-to-play game at home as well for a chance to win big money. Simple yes or no game, and a cash prize will be won in the second round, as well as an overall leaderboard prize of...
5 grand, wasn't it?
Ten grand.
Ten grand?
Everyone who gets six or more right also gets a £10 free bet, sorry. Go to gsport.com/open goal.
G-Sport.
He can't find that. Well done, lads, that was brilliant.
I'm done trips, you
know. Come on, Scotland!
See you tonight.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.